If Everyone Looked the Same. By Lori Nebo, author. Narrated by Prasanth. Chapter 1, Ethan Gets Teased by the Bullies. It was a bright and beautiful Friday morning. The sun was beaming as the flowers bloomed gracefully within the forest of many different species of trees, plants, and wildlife. This is in Meadow Lane, behind the neighborhood where Ethan lives with his parents and sister. The air had a fragrant scent of fresh morning dew. From a distance, you could hear frogs singing from the creek and birds chirping from the trees. 11-year-old Ethan was trying to shuffle his way through the busy crowd of his classmates. Shorter than most boys his age, Ethan stood tall on his tiptoes to see Todd through the crowd and tried to get his attention. "Hey, Todd," Ethan called out as soon as he spotted him. "Todd, Todd," Ethan called again when Todd didn't reply. Unfortunately, Todd had his headphones on and could not hear Ethan as he walked by. Todd was among the cool guys in his school. Ethan wanted to pair up with him for the next science project. But he was preoccupied as he always was. "Am I ever going to find a science partner?" Ethan mumbled to himself, climbing up the school stairs. Todd was at the top of the science class. Suddenly, a loud voice shrieked through a crowd of kids and got Ethan's attention immediately. "Hey, dude. It looks like a giant stepped all over your shoes. Do you even know how to dress?" The rude comment reached Ethan's ears, and he stopped him in his tracks. "Are you judging me because of my shoes?" Ethan shot back as he looked slightly flushed with embarrassment about his shoes. It was that same old gang of kids who called themselves the Hotheads, a hate group that always targeted kids from different ethnic backgrounds and kids who looked different. A mean girl from the hate group commented negatively about his coiled, kinky hair and his dark skin discoloration from his birthmark and glasses. The boys in the group started imitating his dance moves from last year's dance contest. Ethan had won third place with a group of girls. The guys from that group teased Ethan for dancing with the girls. But the dance group of girls loved his dance moves. The Hotheads group walked by him, laughing, making fun of him. He was used to being bullied and harassed by this group. Ethan was not willing to fight back against them. There was only one of him, and he was outnumbered. He had no choice but to ignore them by brushing them off and walking away. Ethan was not a pushover, nor was he desperate to fit in with other groups of kids. He was not a follower. But he was determined and knew he would eventually find his tribe of friends. The Hotheads group of kids burst into laughter as Ethan made his way to his next classroom. The smile on his face earlier in the morning turned into a frown, and he looked sad. He used to watch them bully another kid named Juan. Juan was born in Mexico. He did not speak English well, and the bullies would make fun of his accent. Ethan used to watch them tease and poke fun at a girl named Harriet. Harriet wore thick glasses and was a beautiful, plus-size girl, bigger and taller than most girls her age. It was so mean, and Ethan would stick up for her and his friend, Juan. They would poke fun at Juan because he was from another country. His culture was different from American culture. But now that Juan was lucky enough to change schools, they started bullying Ethan. Some days were better than others when he didn't have contact with the bullies. Unfortunately, he ran right smack into the bullies while looking for Todd. "Will I ever be able to fit in?" he thought out loud. During class, Ethan could hardly keep up with the lessons. His mind wandered back to the rude, negative comments from the bullies. Ethan looked down at his shoes, which had shoe prints on them. He wondered how Landon Woods seemed to find a way to step on his shoes every day. His eyes teared up, and his heart became sad. "I wish I looked like the cool, popular guys," Ethan whispered, sitting on a bench alone. "Maybe then I could fit in." Every school day, Ethan faced the same rude treatment with the same feeling of being alone. Ethan mumbled to himself, "Maybe the world would be a better place if everyone looked the same." Ethan walked back home. His head bent down with sadness. He quickly freshened up after returning home and gobbled down his snack. Then, he jumped into his freshly made bed and slid under the covers to hide. "Honey, you promised to try the different ties and tuxedos today. Your sister's wedding is right around the corner, and we must be ready ahead of time." "We must make a pick, Ethan," Mommy said, pulling off his covers. "Please, Mom. I would look the same in any of those tuxedos." "You can make the pick, I don't care." Ethan did not feel up to trying on outfits. He was way too upset. He reluctantly left the bed and tried on the different coats and ties half-heartedly. Ethan looked in the mirror, touching his thick, coiled hair. He hated them when they tangled so badly. Remembering all the negative comments the bullies had said about him, Ethan thought something was wrong and did not like how he looked. Despite having beautiful hair and skin, Ethan wished he looked like everybody else. He had a very ethnic, unique look about himself, being multiracial. He hated the rare birthmark on his face, but his mother reminded him that it was his unique signature code. But he didn't like it and blamed his rare birthmark for the many reasons he looked different. "Mom, I've made my pick," Ethan announced. "What about the ties, young man?" Ethan's mother asked sternly with a sigh, trying to be patient, hoping he would finally make his pick for his sister's wedding. "What color?" his mother asked. Ethan quickly picked a color to get her off his back. "Mom, the blue one is fine. I am going outside for a while." Ethan's mother smiled with excitement and exclaimed, "Just like your father, he picked the same color. Come back in time for dinner, honey. It's about to rain. I'm cooking your favorite jerk chicken," she called back from the back door near the kitchen as Ethan grabbed his raincoat and backpack and bolted out of the house. Ethan observed a fair, blonde-headed gentleman buying ice cream for a tall, beautiful Spanish girl with a cute little curly-haired baby in a stroller. She was speaking in Spanish to the man in the ice cream truck, picking out her ice cream. He noticed another guy with red hair, who had short, stubby legs, walking past him. He passed by a beautiful, brown-skinned Native American girl named Naomi, walking her dog on the sidewalk. Ethan waved to her as she smiled and waved back. Ethan knew her from his swimming class last summer. He watched as a tall, handsome, brown-skinned man dressed in a beautiful African dashiki with braids in his hair. He was carrying a briefcase and walked very fast as he passed by him on the sidewalk. He walked by a blonde-headed lady with bright blue eyes, talking on her phone. Ethan sighed as he looked at all the different-looking people in his neighborhood. "The world would be better if everyone looked the same," he whispered. "Ethan!" Ethan turned around to a familiar voice. It was Todd, smiling, tall, with his bronze-tanned skin and brown eyes, jogging towards Ethan. Ethan thought Todd looked precisely like the kind of guy every girl wanted to be with. He was tall, dark, handsome, and had the most memorable smile. He thought that was why he was so popular in school. Ethan looked up to Todd as a role model, as only a few boys from the islands lived in the suburbs where he lived, at least that he knew of in his age group. Ethan didn't think any girls would ever like him the way they liked Todd. Even though some girls secretly had a crush on Ethan, they were too shy to tell him. If he knew, Ethan would most likely change how he thought about himself. "Hey, man, you like getting out in the rain too?" Todd asked. Ethan answered honestly, "Well, I just had to get out of the house. I needed some fresh air." Ethan glared at Todd and thought about how great it would be to look like him. Todd was very popular in school because he was good-looking. Although Ethan was envious of Todd, he seemed too nice a guy to feel jealous of him. The boys kept walking until they reached the pavilion at the neighborhood's edge. A group of their friends sat under it, reading books, playing cards, and talking. "Come on," Todd said. "Let's get out of the rain." Ethan followed Todd to a picnic table where two girls were sitting and reading a book. They both dropped their books and flashed a smile. "Lana, Anna, hey, what's up?" Ethan greeted them shyly. The girls waved back, and Anna opened her book to show Ethan what she was reading. Ethan liked being around these girls. They were a friendly group who didn't get involved with all the different cliques at school. However, Ethan thought that the girls were more interested in talking to Todd. They smiled at Ethan, but they were beaming at Todd. Lana put her hands back in her hair. She set her phone on the table and used it as a mirror. "I wish I looked more like Garryanna Randy," she said. "The singer?" Ethan asked, smiling. "Yes. She's got great hair and beautiful skin. Like you, Ethan." Lana reached for Ethan's arm and held it in the air. "Doesn't he have beautiful skin?"
"My skin?"
"I don't know," Ethan protested.
"I do," Lana said with a smile. "I think your skin is gorgeous."
"Thanks," Ethan blushed happily with embarrassment. He wasn't used to getting compliments. Despite all the good words, the taunts of the bullying were still fresh in Ethan's mind. Ethan liked the way Lana talked. She was from the Dominican Republic, and he thought she had a nice accent. The friends played games together as the rain poured down. They did their best to wait out the storm, staying dry under the pavilion until it suddenly stopped and the clouds moved away. It was a short rainfall. When the sky cleared up again, they parted ways safely towards their homes. Lana waved goodbye, reaching out her arms to hug Ethan. They embraced, and Lana headed home in the opposite direction. Todd and Anna live on the same block. As they walked together, Ethan watched as Todd wrapped his arm around her shoulders. "Maybe I'd get more of their attention if I looked like Todd. But, on the other hand, maybe it'd be easier if we all looked the same. Oh, how I wish we all looked the same." Chapter 1, End of Chapter Activities. 1. Get together with someone you know well, a friend, or a family member. Each person writes down 3 things they like about one another and what makes them special and unique.
What makes you special and unique?
Share your thoughts.
Save the results whenever you need a boost of confidence.